of Jawaharlal Nehru. Way back in 1959, Time magazine proclaimed Lata Mangeshkar the undisputed and indispensable queen of India's playback singers. Anita Chandradat Singh says she was born for a purpose. And today, the world celebrates her enormous talent. This is Gideon Hanuman Singh inviting you to join me on Sunday 16th for a special tribute to the iconic Lata Mangeshkar. 2 hours of the best oldies ever produced that will set your heart on fire as we acknowledge the phenomenal talent of the world's leading lady of song. Come with us for an ancestral treat this Sunday morning, February 16 from 9. Compliments IAM and Company of Port of Spain and Trin City Industrial Estate, Midnight Blue Bar and Gaming Center of Dumfries Road, Hermitage Village, Daily Bread Bakery of Takarigua, and B. Ramkisoon Hardware of Naparima Mayara Road, Rio Claro. In tribute to a living legend, the Lata Mangeshkar special on ancestral treasures. You can catch us on www.lime101.com.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Goodbye.
I hope you're having a great day.
For all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits and jadu.
Call world famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607. Located at Queen and Kennedy, 212 Queen Street East in Brampton.
Hey, as we get set to speak with Geeta Bishram, and she should be calling in shortly. Telephone number again, Geeta, it's 416-620-1778. Thought I'd bring back some memories with this one. From this Bali, they say you are leaving. Don't leave us just yet, but to bring back some more memories, this is Shabnam Radio.
From this valley, they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. They say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway wide. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true. Thinking a long time, my darling, sweet words you never would say. Now alas, all my fond hopes have vanished. They say you are going away. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu.
Stay tuned. Peter Bishrat is on the phone.
Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true.
Now, we play all kind of music for everybody. And Uncle Krishna, I hope you like that one. And Leela and the gang. Well, maybe some more would be coming up in a little bit. From this valley, they say you are going indeed. But she's here and on time. We want to say yes. Welcome indeed to Geeta Bishra, my sister. Welcome, welcome out of New York. Welcome to Toronto. Welcome to Shabnam Radio.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for having me on Shabnam Radio. It's always a blessing being on the radio station in Canada and Shabnam Radio, and I do appreciate you taking the time for the opportunity to come live on the air on your program today, and a special hello to all the wonderful listeners of Shabnam Radio.
Well, I know half the listeners probably related to you and your husband.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I said I'm sure half of our listeners is somehow related to you and your husband, because I know you have a huge family here.
Yes, the whole family is there on his side and some on my side. They're all there. To all the family and friends who are listening, a special hello, especially to my dear brother, Joe Jaglal, Pandit Joe Jaglal, and our dear brother, Kelvin. Special hello to both of you.
Well, he's sending his love. Welcome, Geeta Ji. Well, listen, guys, I wanted to open up the program like this with Geeta. Take a listen. Edition of Shabnam Radio. Royalty is in the house. I have to say hello and welcome to Mr. Wakaman. We have Wakaman joining us. For those of you listening and wondering if we are live coming from Bollywood, no, it's New York City, and in fact, coming in from South America, Guyana, a local girl indeed, a sweetheart indeed. And Geeta, again, if you could tell our listeners a little bit, I know you've been performing for many, many years alongside your beautiful band and, of course, led by your husband, but originally, you're from Guyana. Whereabouts in Guyana you hail from?
Oh, yes, my brother. I'm from the west coast of Demerara in Guyana, and the band has been around for the past 25 years. And, so thank you again.
I know you got so many accolades from the city and many cultural organizations. Allow me to congratulate you indeed. Now, about this album, tell our listeners a little bit about what went into this one? Because it's something unique, it's different. You have paid tribute to the legends, and we're going to feature that in a little bit. You also have some of the new popular selection, and there's one in particular that we've been playing here that everybody loves. It's from the film Dulari, your rendition of Sohani Raat. So tell us what the thought process was in coming up with this concept.
You know, the thought process has been, you know, the most important thing is when you can make people happy and you can try your best to do selections that you know that can reach them. Because, you know, there's so many songs that everyone likes, but there's certain songs, especially Sohani Raat, it can never get old and everyone loves that song. So, you know, we thought let's do it our version, and hopefully, you know, people will really appreciate and accept it. And I'm happy so far that, you know, they're liking it. And all the other different songs also, you know, we tried to put some different ideas into it, try to reach the people, and just want to make sure that they appreciate it and enjoy, you know, our version of these adaptations, you know.
Well, let me tell our listeners now, she sounds so sweet on the phone, right? And you hear her sweet voice, but she is one tough cookie, because when you see she's performing and the members of the band, they don't look to the husband only for direction. Geeta is in charge and she takes her business very, very serious. Now, they play all genres of music. She have collaborated with many of the big stars, and you also perform regularly at a casino, correct?
We did quite a few shows at the casinos. We had the opportunity to bring some of the soap opera stars and some of the legends in concerts. We had David Rudder, we had Calypso Rose, the Mighty Sparrow, Crazy, I mean, you name it, Dave Martins and the Trade Winds. Well, it was some amazing shows, and some of the shows from India, the soap opera Pavitra Rishta, Ritvik and Asha, and the Choti Bahu soap stars, Devika and Dave and Radhika. So it was quite an experience, and being in the music is one thing, but having to promote these events have been quite challenging. And you know, you have to have your head on. I mean, you know, you have been in show business and you have been in music for a number of years. You know more, so much more than I know. I still have so much more to learn, but it has been quite a wonderful journey to travel.
A journey indeed. And you know what you have been able with this album is to capsulize some of our fun memories, because I'm sure you're not that old in age to say, but those selection, especially the tribute to the legends I'm about to play, when we were growing up, we would remember our parents playing these songs on a Sunday, maybe while cooking and all of that, right? And when I come back, I'm going to share this with all listeners. This is a bit of a tribute to the legends, some of our oldies, some of our favorites, done here by Geeta Bishram and the Angels Caribbean Band. We would hear from her some of her fun childhood memories that these selections brought back. Take a listen as we welcome Geeta Bishram doing good tribute to the legends.
बाहर है कहाँ हो तुम प्यार से Indeed, the voice of Geeta Bishram. You know, traditionally we would have a CD release there, we would have it available at stores. How you go about now and how it would be delivered to your fans and people who enjoy your singing?
Thank you so much.
How can they get your recordings now?
They just need to, they can send us a message. We're on the internet, we're on Facebook, we're on social media all over, so if they want the music, sure, they can, just message us and we will have it ready. Or they can also call us at 718-938-4900. It's quite an easy number for them to remember, 718-938-4900, yeah.
versatile, the talented Geeta Bisra is my guest on Shabnam Radio. Hey, again, we had to take a break. The battery went dead on the phone. Again, please continue sharing the live. Please share the live.
Geeta Bisra, and you're listening to Shabnam Radio with my brother Richard Aziz.
Tell us a little bit about the music that we're hearing. It's done so well. It sounds like the original. Who and some of your musicians, give us a little background on that. Geeta? Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, tell us the music, the musician. I know your husband is the lead of the band. The quality of music is amazing.
Thank you very much. It's a team effort with all the members of the Angels Caribbean Band. Vin, my husband, he plays the keyboards. We have Vikash, Mr. on drums, and Philip, he is the Mighty Sparrow. He has composed all the Mighty Sparrow's music. We also have Larry on the rhythm guitars, and Garvin on bass guitar, and Shailesh on dhola. So, and Vijay, our sound engineer. So we're very happy to be with this team that works together with the band so closely to get all the music together.
Well, I want to congratulate each and every one involved with this project. Now, I believe there's how many songs on the album? 9?
There are 9 songs. There are more than 9 songs, but I think it's 24 songs. But I think Vin is tricking you, so he's sending one. He's just sending some, then he's going to surprise you, and he's going to send some more. So he has quite a lot more music for you and for everyone that's listening in Canada right now.
Well, I tell you, there's so much and I wanted to share, so we'll continue playing it. But I know you have been producing television and radio for many years, and I would like to give you the opportunity to introduce the next selection for us, which is one of my favorite, and I'm sure all the listeners, because I've been playing this for the past couple of weeks, and I've been getting more and more requests for it. It's your version, your cover version of that beautiful selection, Sohani Raat. So, you want to do us the honor and dedicate it to whomever, send it out and introduce this one?
Yes, I would like to dedicate it to all the loyal listeners in Canada, and also to my uncles and my aunts that's there, and also to everyone that's listening throughout the world to Shabnam Radio with my brother Richard Aziz. I would like to dedicate it to everyone. Thank you.
And let's see, some of the family members, you know them by name? You want to shout them out?
Well, here I can call some, I can call, yes, but I hope I don't get in trouble. So, of course, I'm Uncle Isaac, my father-in-law's brother, Tata Isaac, and his beautiful wife, Auntie Pearly, and to my mamu, Buddy, and his wife, Bausi, who's listening, and to all the other family, yes, and especially to our dear brother, Kelvin. Whenever we come to Canada, he's always there for us, and, you know, we can close our eyes when he's there. So to him and his family, yes, thank you. That's and to your family too, brother.
Kelvin, is that the guy from the Tradewind?
Yes.
Pepperpot Radio.
Pepperpot Radio, right. You don't know, yes.
Well, listen, I'm sure the next question everybody is asking, when are you coming to Toronto for a concert?
Well, I'm looking forward. Hopefully, I can come this year. We have the Geeta Bisram Bollywood Comes Alive. It's a choreographed program, and we're working to try to get it there. I know my brother Joe Jagal is listening, so yes, we're trying to work together as a team effort to present this concert in Canada. It was my first ever last year at Queen's Theatre in the Park, Geeta Bisram solo live in concert. So I'm really looking forward to bring this production in Canada also.
Well, it's a pleasure indeed. I had a long chat with your husband. Again, to you, my brother, thank you. You know, he put things together so quickly and so professional. I really, really enjoy working with you and him. Always a pleasure indeed. So thank you very much. We're running out of time now, but again, we'll continue to feature your music. And thank you for taking the time to spend with us today on this special presentation. We are calling it A Confession of Love. So let me just confess that we love your music. We love you as an artist, and thank you. You know, I want to share a little story quickly. We had a big record label contacted the management team so that they could produce, this is out of Bollywood, to produce an album with some of the playback song and as they would do with the TV series and stuff like that. A similar project. And they contacted Geeta and her husband. But it's only when they realized she wasn't from India they stopped returning or taking calls. You see, this is what we continue to face with. We have the talent. Those of you remember Davindra Puran, when I used to be playing his music on Chin Radio, taxi drivers from Pakistan and India would call, and they would bet me and swear that is not a West Indian. And we have the pedigree, we have the quality, we have the talent indeed. And if we as local producers don't share the music and don't promote and help, a lot of work, a lot of money goes into this. And I'm so proud today that we reached to this level. They have always been professional at what they do. They don't cut corners. They take it very, very serious. So today I am extremely proud to feature you on this segment of the program. Keep up the good work and continue flying the flag of Guyana and the Caribbean and making us proud.
Thank you very much. And one more thing before I leave, I'd just like to say a special shout out to Kishore. And also I would like to say, you know, really quickly, some of my member performances was with Kumar Sanu at Resorts World Casino. He's, of course, in the Guinness Book of Records. And also when I performed in India, thank you so much for having me on the air, and I look forward to coming live in the studio when I come to Canada. Thank you, Brother Aziz, and all the listeners. Thank you, love you guys. Hope you appreciate the music and you enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, and who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard. It's Patrick. How are you doing?
Good, Patrick.
Yes, and you know what? I'd like to say hello to all your listeners out there.
Oh, Patrick, that Patrick, the president of the Canada
Premier Softball Cricket League.
Yes, so I know you wanted to give some thanks. Go right ahead.
Yes, of course, I'd like to thank you for promoting us. You're doing an amazing job. You know, you on your radio show, Shabnam Radio, and everybody know you. You're a renowned voice in the radio and television. And I'd like to thank all those who came out, all those who support, you know, immense gratitude to all the people who came out and support their launching event. You know, this is, you know, our first time we're doing this. I'd also like to thank Paul Rampashad for hosting us, and also for being a sponsor for our cricket league. Yeah, I also like to thank all those who have helped. You know, there were so many, many people. I don't even remember to mention all the names, especially Munir and Shabana, Amar and Artie, the DJ Slim, Steve, Shamir, and all the representatives from all the cricket team, and all the guys who came from the other league, especially those guys from Cambridge Jaguar, you know, who have helped and helped to promote our cricket league. In Richard Aziz, I don't know how much to thank you for what you have done for us.
No, you don't have to thank me. I'm part of the league. So
yeah.
We are very proud to be working alongside yourself. And I know you have a passion for this. And you are a name that everybody knows. When it comes to bumper ball, I was speaking to Haro Shivratan, and he knew of you. And what's his name? Victor Yacoub, another gentleman. So you've been around this thing for a while. So under your stewardship, we're looking forward to great things at this league and at this level. So to Amar, the vice president, to Shabana and Munir and Artie, I think we have a terrific committee leading this organization, and to all those who have signed up and joined and preparing their uniforms, etc. We're looking forward to a great season coming up. So this is going to take, I say, taking cricket, bumper ball cricket, to the next level. And again, to you, Patrick, thank you for your good work and your dedication. Thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, thank you very much, Richard Aziz. I really do appreciate you and all the help that you have done for us and all those other people who have been helping us.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah. I look forward to talking to you again, all right?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Hi, who we have on the line? Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Trying to reach Richard.
Yes.
Calling from Trinidad.
And who is this? This is Gideon?
Yes.
Wow, well, let me kill the music right here now. Smash bricks. How are you doing, my brother?
I am fine. I'm fine.
You know, Gideon Hanuman Singh is a name that is synonymous with quality. You know, a family that is always promoting and producing top-notch quality work. His brother, Hans Hanuman Singh, has been on the forefront. Those of you remember from growing up and hearing those names and those voices early in the morning, the late evening, the special Diwali shows, the special Eid presentation, it was always a pleasure. So today I am extremely honored to have you on the program. How are you doing, my brother?
Thank you so much for having me, and yes, thanks for all the accolades. We've been around for quite some time. Hans started in the 60s. I followed a few years later, and we both still are going at it.
What can we expect now? I know, you know, this is a voice for many of the documentaries. Those of you remember seeing Daughter of Bihar, which I had featured the full length on my television program. This is the gentleman that narrated that. Also, he's working on many, many. I could sit here for hours and speak to him. I have so much to talk to him about. But this is the voice that we just heard about that special tribute to the Nightingale, the Queen of India, indeed, Lata Mangeshkar. What can we expect come Sunday?
Well, all the oldies, the ones, as I said in that piece of promo that will burn your heart. Lata Mangeshkar has done so much for the world. She has touched our lives in so many different ways. For Indo-Trinidadians who migrated up north, where you are, in the 60s and the 70s, they would remember that female voice. The voice that they knew and loved. She comforted us in so many songs and moods. She created opportunities for our female singers. Indeed, as one commentator said, she was born for a purpose beyond singing. And I thought that we should honor her before she goes to the great beyond by simply playing the most wonderful oldies ever produced.
Well, boy, I tell you, I don't envy you, because to pick out the selections from the thousands over the years is a difficult task. But
it is difficult, and when you consider 25,000 songs in 36 different languages, it is a humongous task. But what I decided to do is the songs that I know the people in Trinidad and Tobago love and know. These are some of the songs that I've selected on the playlist for tomorrow's show, which starts at 9 o'clock our time, Trinidad time. I think it's 1 hour ahead of up north. So whilst you're still in bed and maybe enjoying the cold weather up there, we will be warming your hearts with these wonderful songs.
Well, Gideon, I will continue to promote it and, in fact, maybe carry it live on ShabnamRadio.com. So those of you who would not be able to, you could remember ShabnamRadio.com. But what is the website again so we could log on?
It's www.lime101.com.
That's lime101.com. Now, what's the latest project you're working on? I know I was talking to Wayne Sewer, and he was telling me about he was fortunate to visit one of your viewing of one of your documentaries that you were working on. What's coming out from your workshop?
Well, the one that Wayne was invited to was Calcutta to the Caribbean, which really is a story about the Indians leaving India and coming to Trinidad and settling here and working and contributing to the diasporic differences that we have here in Trinidad and Tobago, the multi-ethnic dimensions of our society. And in that documentary, there was Vidyanai Paul, who was at his last public appearance at the Jaipur Literary Festival, and we were there and we captured him. We captured in that documentary Quincy Charles, a Trinidadian of African heritage who is teaching Kathak dance in Delhi. Of course, we captured a carnival here in Trinidad and Tobago and all the other images that relate to the multi-ethnicity of our plural society. So it's a wonderful educational piece of work. But I am working currently on a documentary on Andrew Ramroop. Andrew Ramroop lived in Mango Road, Tunapuna. And he left Trinidad at the age of 17 and a half and went to pursue a dream of becoming a master tailor. He was a dropout from school, both primary and secondary school. But he went to England, and he had no choice but to go to school there. So he entered with the little knowledge that he had of sewing in Trinidad, the London School of Fashion, and he came on top of the class. People were asking for recommendations. He was highly recommended to go to Savile Row. Savile Row is the place in England where you go for bespoke tailoring and all the fancy suits. And this man was able, as a black person of color, the only one, the first one, to purchase a business on Savile Row. So that tells you so much about him. This is a man who used to sew for Diana, Princess Diana. He made suits for movie stars. He made suits for the majority of cabinet ministers of Margaret Thatcher's government. He's well known in India. He's well known in Bangladesh. Here in Trinidad, he's well known at Harvard University, where he teaches a class in bespoke tailoring. He's also doing one here in Trinidad, and he is a person of interest to those of us who believe that we need someone as a motivator, an inspirational person, knowing from whence he's come to where he has reached and what he's achieved. That is the story I'm trying to tell, so that young people like him would know that the opportunities are out there. You've got to search for them and be determined to go after your dreams. That's what this documentary about Andrew Ramroop is all about.
Wow, I look forward to seeing that. You know, bespoke tailoring is something, a dying trade. Indeed, I want to call it an art form. We have a similar story like that in that of Raji's Custom Tailors here in Toronto. He worked in Trinidad with Naipaul of South Trinidad. He's from Gaspilo. And I was so amazed and impressed. All the brain surgeon, the hockey coaches, the Esquerian riders, and all of those, he is the tailor for them by choice. And it's hard to get an appointment with him even. And I tell you, he is a humble but talented. He have about 6 employees, all of them Italian tailors, very old in their craft, and nobody is learning or picking that up. But he is also one that I'm so proud of, but never got the opportunity to go that big. He has a studio out in on Bay Street or Financial District, and another one in at York University in that area. But I look forward to hearing about that. Now, I know you also been working on Erosion, a documentary on erosion of the Caribbean islands. A little bit on that project.
That should be finished sometime this year, around August, because, you know, in dealing with the issue of coastal erosion, you've got to give the subject time to be able to capture the video, to have the evidence that shows how the land is eroding. Now, when you were growing up in Trinidad, you would have heard of 1,898 square miles of land that would constitute Trinidad. Now that is no longer so. It has been reduced significantly because along the coastlines, especially in the southwestern peninsula, Icacus and Cedrus and those places, Fullerton and Granville, the land is just going at a phenomenal rate. That is as a result of the texture of the soil, very vulnerable soft soils. So that is an issue. The Gulf in that part of the country, the Gulf of Paria, sinking, according to the scientists who've been measuring depths and accretion and erosion and so on. So I've covered all of these subjects, and it will be a very revealing documentary when it's done. It will show us so much about what we don't know, because somehow when these issues come up, we have a tendency to live in a world of denial. But we cannot deny ourselves the fact that the land is eroding. Sea level rise is creating a further problem, exacerbating the problem of coastal erosion. So that is a biggie in this country. Coastal development has not been too kind to the issue, because when you fill the land on one side, it erodes on the other side, and that is what we have been seeing. Now, coastal erosion is nothing new to the world, nothing new to Trinidad and Tobago. Your history will tell you, your geography will tell you, that Venezuela was once linked to Trinidad via a land bridge. The Amerindians, the original people, the Aborigines, as they were called in some parts, they used to walk on that land bridge from Venezuela to Trinidad. That is no more. Now, you would have heard, growing up in the south of the country, about the Three Sisters.
Yes.
That is the evidence that the land bridge existed. And there's one remaining portion of that land bridge, which is in the Los Gallos area, and that is now under tremendous threat, where it is eroding at a faster rate. So that whole area is in a lot of trouble.
Well, again, we'd have to set up a time where we could discuss more. But before I let you go, you have been kind in preserving the history through your documentaries and storytelling.
Your brother is a brilliant narrator also. When would we see, and I know sometimes you don't like to blow your own horn, but I think it's historical facts that we also need to document the Hanuman Singh story. Now, if it was left to another generation, I'm not sure they would do a good job as you would have. Would you consider, please, sir, doing a compilation of the life and times of the Hanuman Singhs? You know, your brother, I remembered, when my father was alive, Abdulaziz, there was the passing of Ram Kepalani's. And I've been waiting, and I wanted so badly to talk to him about that historic personality, Ram Kepalani. Had it not been for him, a lot of people in Trinidad, Barbados and Guyana would not have bed mattresses even. And there's so much to talk about and to remember and to reflect. In fact, some of his employees still live here. Firuza Sultan Khan, Shanti James, her husband used to drive for him. And she always referred fondly, Mr. Ram. Now, I know he was in charge of HR for that company, but when he passed, your brother did a half-hour tribute to Ram Kepalani's and a half-hour dedicated to my father, Abdulaziz. And when you hear the way and the passion and the love that he narrated that, it's unbelievable. Now, who would do justice to the Hanuman Singh? So I would ask you, please consider.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I would willingly consider doing something on hands. In fact, I've already started, and I am highlighting the Diwali Nagar story.
And he was
because
part of that.
That is a story that must be told. Hans' involvement in the creation of what has become a flagship program for the Hindu community here in Trinidad and Tobago. And that is something on which I am currently working, because at the end of his life, that would have been his legacy program.
Well, we should let people know too. Let me take a minute and remind people that Gideon Hanuman Singh, a part of being a presenter on television and on radio, he was asked to serve indeed for the political party, the UNC at the time, and which he reluctantly accepted, and then he retired and resigned. He was also employed with CNN. A lot of people don't know that. And looking, and we featured your about 18 minutes parliamentary personality on television. This is how I was able to pick up on some of these things. But there's so much history with yourself and your broadcasting career. And to reach to the height and the peak of CNN is something I wanted to remind people today who didn't know would know that, and know that we had a West Indian, we had a Trinbagonian working for this international organization, CNN.
I contributed to what was then the World Report. I had an opportunity in going to Atlanta and interviewing President Bill Clinton as part of what was then an international news conference. 100-plus people had left Haiti, headed to Florida, and the boat sank and they all perished. At the time, I was in Atlanta at CNN for a conference, and they asked me to interview President Clinton on that issue. And looking at U.S. Caribbean foreign relations, and that I would consider to have been one of the highlights of my career. Standing in front of the most powerful political human being on the face of the earth, on live international television, and questioning the President of the United States, Bill Clinton. And he agreed with me. He agreed with me when I said to him that he had promised restoration of democracy to Haiti and the reinstatement of the deposed president, but he had reneged on his promise. And he agreed, he accepted, and he said to me, before long, I shall correct that anomaly. And 1 week after the news conference, U.S. troops went in and corrected the situation. And all the newspapers in the United States headlined the interview with the President of the United States and this Caribbean journalist. And I felt at that moment that that was something that will go down in history for my career as a journalist. Of course, when we sit down, as I do every evening, and I look at the National, and I see my nephew or cousin, as some people would call him, Ian, presenting the news, we feel that that is an extension of the work that we started so many years ago, and we feel very proud of his achievements. So, well, there's a lot to talk about, yes. Richard, you're correct.
But
you know, a story that could get you emotional, but yes, you're correct. We must deal with it. But you made a point earlier on in talking with your guest, the female guest who was on, about the music. And you were saying that when you played Devendra Puran's music, people hesitated to believe that he was from this part of the world. Well, you must know that the latest video coming out of Bollywood is that of Salman Khan and Kaise Bani.
Yes.
Given to the world by Sundar Popo, and is now a big video coming out of Bollywood. So we're getting there.
We are indeed, and let me just say in closing, it's a pleasure indeed, and I am very, very happy and proud that we could have discussed what we just did in the last 3 minutes. To me, that is part, and I would be recording that as part of my broadcasting highlight, to bring to the attention the work of you and your family. And a lot of people did not know what you just mentioned here on this program. And we never had the opportunity to interview storytellers like yourself, and to cherish it and to emboss it in our minds and our hearts so that it could be recorded and tell as part of our history with pride indeed. So with that, I thank you for your service. I thank you for your contribution to culture, politics, and to the patriotism of our Twin Island Republic. We love you and thank you, and I hope I will be able to speak to you and with you again on this program.
Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you for the time. Thank you for all that you have done to contribute to this, the show tomorrow, to promote it. And I look forward to doing it.
So please, and I don't know if you remember this, but I was a guest with Kamaluddin Mohammed at Twin Towers back sometime, and I was introduced to you by a dear friend, Taran Budan, and you walked me through and introduced me to Overan Padmore, Kamal's niece, the senator, and after that, to walk about through the crowd, I was asked if I had a seat for the PNM, and you and Taran had pledged to support me, because I believe, as you too, the media is what makes you in Trinidad and Tobago, and I would never forget that. But thank you very much again for everything you have done for us, and looking forward to listening to you on your special tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
It's the song that brought tears to the eyes of Jawaharlal Nehru. Way back in 1959, Time magazine proclaimed Lata Mangeshkar the undisputed and indispensable queen of India's playback singers. Anita Chandradat Singh says she was born for a purpose. And today, the world celebrates her enormous talent. This is Gideon Hanuman Singh inviting you to join me on Sunday 16th for a special tribute to the iconic Lata Mangeshkar. 2 hours of the best oldies ever produced that will set your heart on fire as we acknowledge the phenomenal talent of the world's leading lady of song. Come with us for an ancestral treat this Sunday morning, February 16 from 9. Compliments IAM and Company of Port of Spain and Trin City Industrial Estate, Midnight Blue Bar and Gaming Center of Dumfries Road, Hermitage Village, Daily Bread Web Bakery of Takarigua and B. Ramkisoon Hardware of Naparima Mayara Road, Rio Claro. In tribute to a living legend, the Lata Mangeshkar special on ancestral treasures. You can catch us on www.lime101.com.
Ambicare and KNG Entertainment presents Olawi Valentine's Dinner and Dad inside of an upscale and classy venue at Clearport Place Banquet and Convention Center on Saturday, February 15th, 2020. Enjoy mind-blowing lollipop coupe performance by Alexandra Leger, live performances, cocktail reception, dinner buffet, photo booth, door prizes, and a special prize for best dressed couple. Olawi Valentine's Dinner and Dad. See you there.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the perfect...
Well, friends, we're about to say our goodbyes. And again, thank you for listening. Looking forward. Don't forget Ambicare event taking place. Call Kishore for any tickets you might need. Thanking God Almighty for making it all possible. You for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Until later, Mommy, we didn't forget. We love you. Mwah. To all mothers, take care. Have a great family day weekend. Until next time, Danyavar, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz, Assalamu Alaikum.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਕਾਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਹਨੀ ਕੈਂਪਸ ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ ਦਾ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 theblindshadesoutlet.com
किचन और बाथरूम की रेनोवेशन तो फिर कस्टम डिजाइन एक नाम जीके ग्रेनाइट एंड मार्बल कस्टम किचन कैबिनेट्स बार्स वैनिटीज या फिर कस्टम काउंटर टॉप्स हो वुडवर्क या फिर हो ग्रेनाइट और मार्बल के काउंटर टॉप्स एक नहीं दो नहीं तीन नहीं बल्कि चार यानी बेशुमार वैरायटी बेहतरीन कस्टमर सर्विस क्वालिटी वर्क और दाम बहुत ही मुनासिब 7171 टोरब्राम रोड मिसिसाग आपके अपने कीरत 647-534-3789
अपने पैसे नूं कम ते लाओ बूमिंग रियल स्टेट मार्केट दा हिस्सा बन जाओ डाउनटाउन मिसागा स्क्वायर 1 दे बिल्कुल कोल ओरो एज टावर 3 विच अपना यूनिट बुक करवाओ प्लैटिनम एक्सेस दा फायदा लवो फ्री पार्किंग ते फ्री लॉकर पाओ खुद रहो जां किराए ते चढ़ाओ लेकिन उस लई एक नंबर कमाओ 416-727-0003 ते जी हां गुरदीप सेखों नूं 416-727-0003 ते घंटी कड़काओ ओरो एज टावर 3 विच अपना यूनिट राखवां करवाओ
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਲ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਤੇਜ਼ ਸਿਹਰ ਤੇ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ
ਡਾਈਵੋਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਔਖੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ
SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ